You can pray for people. You don't even have to know their name. You can pray for everybody that walks in the door at the Living Savior Ministries, and God will hear that prayer if you do it in faith. He will touch people's life when you pray in faith. My goal is that they will be encouraged and knit together by strong ties of love. I want them to have full confidence because they have complete understanding of God's secret plan, which is Christ Himself. Now, until you get that revelation of this is the plan of God, that it's Christ, and that's what it's all about. This whole thing, the whole creation and everything is about Him. It's not about you and me. It's about the Lord. But we think it's about us. I'm here so I can do something good for Jesus. No, I mean, it's all about Him. And if you do it for Him and give Him the glory and do everything to draw everybody to Him, that's what it's all about. Jesus, it's not about you and me. Now then, if we serve Him and love Him and worship Him and put Him first, He will bless everything we put our hands to. I mean, He will bless you with knowledge, wisdom, understanding. He'll give you a place to live. He'll give you a car to drive. He'll give you money to pay for your bills. If you serve Him and love Him, and if you obey Him fully, He will keep you from all sickness and all disease. Now, the Word of God, like Dave said a while ago, when people don't get this, of course, when Dave came to me, he didn't have it either. You know, I mean, he didn't know. But why does he know it so well now? Because when he came to me, of course, I had already learned this. I had spent all these years studying God's Word. And of course, as God began to reveal these things from His Word to me, I began to share those with other people. Well, I got the same kind of results that Dave did. You know, when he walked up that person and says, you know, you're sick. We could talk to you about your sin, get the sin repented of, and we can pray for you and get you healed. And they walk off. Hey, how many times have I done that in the Baptist church? My goodness gracious alive. What? You think I'm sick? I had a woman tell me one time, she said, Thurman, I heard you say in a class that if somebody's sick, they got a sin in their life. I said, yes, ma'am, that's absolutely facts. I said, he can't fail. She said, I've got a grandmother. She said, she's the most godly woman I ever seen in my life. I mean, she's perfect. And said, she died of cancer. I said, she had a sin in her life. She had unforgiveness toward somebody. She said, that's not true. And boy, that couple, they would never talk to me after that again. 10 or 15 years later, I got a letter from this woman just about a year ago. I got a letter from this woman. I had forgot about them. They'd moved to Florida since then. And she told me, she said, I had to write you a letter and apologize. I found out you were right. My grandmother had unforgiveness toward someone. And she said, I was so sorry that I treated you like I did. And I had to write a letter and ask you to forgive me. Hey, where did I learn these things? In the Word. That's where I learned them. And so when I told Dave, I said, Dave, you're sick because you got sin in your life. What? I said, yeah, and you got to get rid of it, and then you start praying in faith to get healed. Well, I ain't too sure to believe that this, you know. I ain't never heard nothing like this. But he started reading the Word, and he started looking at what I was teaching. And he finally said, hey, it's there. It's true. That means I got to repent. Whatever I got to do to get rid of my sin. And he said, then I can stand in faith and I can get healed. And of course, Dave was born with an incurable disease. He had been to the finest doctors. The doctors could not heal him. Today, that man stands before you completely healed. And of course, the doctors also told him that it was in his DNA. And so the sickness he had was in his DNA. And if he had any children with his wife, it would be passed to his children through his DNA. And all of his children would have the same sickness. I told him, Dave, that's not true. That's what they think. But I said, it's a demon. And I said, it's a curse and it's a demon of hell. And when you repent, we cast out that demon. And when you get healed, I said, you can have all the babies you want and there won't none of them be sick. Well, they got four today and there ain't none of them sick. Amen. You know, so, I mean, God's good, isn't He? Yes, He is. He's amazing. But where did I learn all this? Reading the Word of God. And believing it. Now then, Paul, he's doing this. And he's got a goal there that he wants everybody to be, he wants them to be encouraged and knit together by strong ties of love. Well, is that what Jesus wants for every one of us? Does he want us to love each other? Absolutely. So, you know, I've had people tell me, you know, well, now, you know, I don't like this person. Well, okay, you still got to love them. You know, you might not feel comfortable when you're around them, And if you don't, then I tell you to go somewhere and get on your face and start praying for that person. You can change that person through prayer. And then for one day you'll get to where that you can love being around that person. But, you know, you can't change them yourself, but God can change them. And if you get on your face and agonize between you and God over that person, then He will move by the Holy Spirit and He will change that person, and that person's life will be changed. And so you can change people. He says, after that, I want them to have full confidence because they have complete understanding of God's secret plan, which is Christ Himself. Verse 3 and 4. In Him, in Christ, lie hidden how many of the treasures? In Christ lie hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Now, wait a minute. If this whole thing is about Jesus Christ, and all the treasures, all the secrets, all the wisdom of the universe is in Him, then where is He? Where is He? In us. So if Christ, we just learned that in Colossians 1 last week. In Colossians, we learned that in Colossians 1:27, this is a mystery that was hidden before the foundations of the world, Christ in you, the hope of glory. So where is Christ? He's in me. He's in you, if you're a Christian. If you're a Christian, Christ is in you. Now, this mystery that's here, if Christ is in us, then where are all the treasures and secrets and wisdom of the universe? In us. How do you get to that source of power that's in you? Amen. Prayer. That's it. You pray. And when you communicate with Him, He's in you. And if you're walking in obedience to His Word. Now, here's the thing. You got to get that power from His Spirit to your spirit, to your flesh, to your man, to your soul, to your mind, your will, and your emotions. What if you're living in some kind of sin? So you got a pipe. Let me make it real easy to understand. You got a pipe between the flesh and the spirit. Now then, if that pipe is only this long and it's this big around and it's clean, how easy does God's power and voice go through that pipe? Flows through there real easy, doesn't it? It ain't hard. When you pray, it's not hard at all for Him to talk to you. But let's say you start sinning. You start lying a little, cheating a little, getting a little angry, a little rage, whatever. All those things begin to squeeze down and stop up your pipe. And all of a sudden, you got enough of those sins now that your pipe is completely plugged. Now then, how are you going to get to Him? How are you going to get that power that's only that far away from you? Oh, repent. Oh, my goodness. When you repent for each individual sin, what begins to happen? You run a Roto-Rooter through there. You start cleaning that thing out. And when you get all them sins repented of, that Roto-Rooter's gone all the way through and that pipe is clean again. Now then, you're holy and you're righteous. And now then when you talk to Him, He'll talk to you. But when that pipe stopped up, nothing goes through, does it? And what is it that stops up that pipe? Sin. Sin stops up that pipe. In Him lie hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. So if you get rid of all sin and you ask Him for anything, what did He say we could ask for? Is obedient children? Anything. And then He said that awesome promise, Tom, in Ephesians 3:20. I can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all you can even think or imagine. So if you're walking totally led by the Spirit, walk in obedience to God's Word, you have no problem. You ask the Lord for anything, He'll show you how to do anything and everything, won't He, Jack? He'll show you how to do everything. Because in Him lie hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I mean, so is there anything God don't know? I think about that day. I don't see Betty. She's not here today. But there's a lady by the name of Betty. And I tell this often because it's such a good story. She was designing a software package to do the bookkeeping where she works. And she couldn't figure out the formulas on this Excel spreadsheet. So she went to her bed and knelt down beside the bed and prayed and asked God to show her where all those were. Lord, I need to know every formula and where to put it, because tomorrow when I get up, I need to have this spreadsheet ready to work for my company. And I need it to work perfect in the name of Jesus. And she said, Lord, thank you for showing it to me. So she went to bed. That night, she had a dream. And in the dream, she saw every formula and exactly the cell every formula went in. The next morning when she woke up, she ran in and began to insert those formulas in the right places. And when she got it put in there, she said, I clicked on that thing, worked perfect. She said, still working perfect to this day. Now then, you mean to tell me God even knows how to do software? What did he say he knows how to do? Hey, I mean, I can do exceedingly abundant. All the treasures and the wisdom of the universe are hidden where? In me. In Christ. In me. He ain't very far away. So keep your life clean and pure and holy. And then ask him. And ask him in faith. And you'll get things just like Betty did. That little lady, I mean, she told me that story. That's an awesome story. But I hear those kind of things all the time. I mean, I think about a young man. He was a computer science engineer. And he told me the times and the hours he spent trying to debug a piece of software he had designed. Sometimes have a little glitch in it, and it'd take hours and sometimes days to find the problem. I told him, I said, what a shame. I said, you don't ever pray over it, do you? He said, what? Pray over it? He said, no. I said, well, you don't just take God to church with you. I said, you take him to work with you. I said, so when you're having a problem, first thing when you sit down, ask him to help you design it. And then I said, you won't have near the complications. But I said, if you have one you're having trouble with, ask him and he'll show you how to fix it. He come back to church a few weeks later, and of course he said, Thurman, I'll tell you what. He said, it's awesome. He said, I didn't pray about asking God how to help me design this piece of software I was just working on. And he said, I got it pretty well up, and then I would run it. And he says, had a glitch in it somewhere. And said, I worked on it. I think he said a couple of days. He said, I just couldn't find the problem. And I happened to think about what you said. Pray. So I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to remit every sin I've got. I want to make sure I'm clean and pure and holy so I can get through to you. Now, I ask you, Father, in Jesus' name, to show me how to fix this software package, where the glitch is. And he said, Thurman, I guarantee it wasn't more than 5 minutes. I had that thing fixed. It was working perfect. I said, isn't that amazing how it works? Now, where is all this treasure and wisdom at? In us. In us. Now, if your pipe is clean between the flesh and the spirit, then you can communicate with him, and man, just like that, he'll talk to you.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, All Wisdom and Knowledge Are in Us, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.